Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
And it's the final morning take of 2021. Blois Olson joining us now. Where did 2021 go, Blois?
Well, it went the way of COVID. It went the way of the Derek Chauvin trial. It went the way of a very long and consistent legislative session that wouldn't go away until July, and a special session that never happened at the end of 2021 that everybody expected might be, you know, easy to pull together. I think that's where you and I were spending our time.
And that was after they had about 20 special sessions earlier in the
right,
year.
Right, exactly.
Then near the end, they just couldn't get together. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's in your morning take today in just a second. But yesterday I did a story with the governor about the child care issue. And I think this is one of those things. It's not really under the radar for you and me, but for a lot of Minnesotans, it probably is. Yesterday, the deed commissioner, Steve Grove, said we're essentially 90,000 child care slots below where the demand is. And I talked to somebody from the Minnesota Chamber yesterday, and they said that is one of the biggest problems with getting people into the workforce is that they either can't find affordable child care or can't find it at all. This is really a looming problem, isn't it?
Yeah, and it has been for a while, especially in greater Minnesota. Greater Minnesota employers have identified this for a few years now. In fact, they've subsidized, they've built their own child care in certain communities because they didn't have slots available. So I think, I mean, you and I have older kids, so we don't feel it. But I think, you know, you look at young professional families, and this is definitely a major issue. And like you said, it's not just cost. It's also just having the staff to do it. And, you know, notably, women don't return to the workforce or don't enter the workforce if they have to stay home and care for their kids, and that holds back our economy.
Yeah, and I really feel badly for young families now. When my kids were younger 20 years ago and we were doing the daycare thing, it was pretty simple just to go to, you know, New Horizon or KinderCare or,
yep,
or you know, an in-home daycare where somebody you trust. And it was relatively easy to find that. You would just kind of compare prices. Now you just take whatever you can get.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. I have neighbors across the street that, you know, we're fortunate to find a slot at a local church care center for their newborn. But other than that, they would have had to drive 20, 30 minutes out of their way. And then you look at the cost, and the cost is very high. That is one of the things to look at because some of it is driven by regulation.
Now, happy Festivus. If I let any more time go by without wishing you a happy Festivus, I would be remiss. Now, In terms of airing grievances, it sounds like you're hearing some of the grievances people are aiming at the state auditor's office.
Yeah, it's not about the state auditor, Julie Blaha. but it's about things in and around the office and numbers. And, you know, there's always been this idea that maybe we don't need an auditor. That came up. So, you know, I knew that if I put it out there, people would send grievances. But the auditor's office was the most consistent one. And I think, Tom, knowing the state auditor and knowing some of the people who are loud about eliminating the office, I think it may have been coordinated.
That's a possibility. And I will tell you, Julie Blaha is one of the she's a very fun public official.
Yeah, that's exactly the word I was going to say. She is one of the most fun public officials we've ever covered.
Yeah, she has some fun with that job. But, you know, this would not be unprecedented if they did look at removing that. Remember, it wasn't that long ago we had, a state treasurer. And then they finally decided we don't. That used to be an executive office in the state, and they eliminated that.
Yeah, it was a constitutional office, and they ran every 4 years. So we don't have a state treasurer. There's been, I don't think the state auditor's office is going away anytime soon, but using statistics is more important than just percentages, according to those close to the state auditor's office. That's what I've been told.
Is Kendall Qualls going to run for governor?
He is. He's going to announce on January 3rd, according to my sources. And it'll be interesting because, you know, a lot of people, independent voters, have asked me questions about him since he ran for Congress. But I don't know how you feel, but I just feel like there's got to be some new energy into the GOP governor's race if he enters. Otherwise, you know, I don't think he, you know, kind of lights the world on fire. But we'll see. I know a lot of core Republican operatives who are helping his campaign and very excited about it.
Yeah, Mike Marty, of course, dropped out of the race. So there's currently, five candidates. So Qualls would make it six again. But frankly, there's not a lot of people focused on it. Right now, everybody is focused on COVID. And it's going to be interesting to see how easy it is for candidates for any of these races to kind of break through that clutter.
Yeah, I just think that after 2020, voters are really exhausted. And the numbers that you and I look at all the time just show that voters are not paying attention to political news right now. The hardcore people want more and more. But normal independent voters are just trying to get their kids through school, keep their families healthy, and work from home or figure out their job situation.
And remind our listeners how people can get their hands on the Morning Take.
Sure, Tom. They just go to fluence-newsletters.com, and they can sign up for the Morning Take or any of our tip sheets there. And next week I'll have some of the top five stories of 2021 for folks. And on Sunday Take this week, we'll talk about criminal justice.
All right. Well, happy Festivus, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year if I don't see you before then.
Sounds great. Merry Christmas, Tom.
All right. Same to you, Blois Olson. Now time for business news from Bloomberg.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.